I really thought the effort was there 100%. I mean, think about how that first period went, how many chances we had, how many shots we had. I think they only had a few shots at the end of the first. We were drawing penalties, getting on the power play. They played really hard. I'm not taking anything away from them, but I thought we really went for it and played hard as well. And Paddock made some good saves, and then Griff made some good saves. And after that, it settled in a bit where it was a close game, and they were going for it just as hard as we were. And that's one of the reasons why it was so close right to the end. Two teams just desperate for a win. But I really do think we went for it. Our players were dialed in.
What did you like about your team's improvement tonight compared to last week, especially on the special teams where you were 0-6 last week against Spokane?
So it was for me, resilience and sticking with the process in every aspect of the game. It was 5-on-5. It was special teams, both power play and penalty kill. And it was one of the things we've been talking about a lot is stick with it. Don't change the process. Stick with the system, especially in a situation like that where, you know, the opponent's really coming at you hard. The goalie's playing really well and making saves. You feel like you maybe could have had a couple of goals. Just don't deviate. Trust it. Eventually you'll prevail. And that was the case tonight.
How many times do you see a player traded, scores against his former team in the last couple of minutes? I'll talk about Sidway's effort there at the end of the game.
Well, he worked hard all week, and he'd been preparing hard in practice, been, you know, working hard within our system and our structure, and he stayed with it. You know, that goal, the game-winning goal at the end, that was a classic just ozone play shift, grind him down or try to have F3 above the puck, quick release on the net. It's just classic kind of Royals hockey. And so he stuck with it and he was rewarded. And we said at the TV timeout, someone's got a chance to be a hero here, and Sid was the hero.
With Sidaway, though, a meat and potatoes kind of guy, maybe not, you know, regarded as an offensive player, but this team just seems to churn out guys who maybe aren't regarded as offensive guys but can't produce in that end of the ice, and he's just maybe another example of that.
I would agree with that, and I would say that's for two reasons. One, as we've talked about Cam, his management staff, his personnel staff, they do such a good job finding players who are versatile, who are maybe undervalued elsewhere that can come in and produce for us. That's first thing. Second thing is the job the assistant coaches do with those players to develop them in practice, after practice, before practice. Those players put in the work, their skills develop, and they're rewarded for it.
Home games at a premium. You guys are on the road a lot in the next little while here, so how crucial is it when you're in your own barn to get some points?
Yeah, very crucial. You're right. You want to take advantage of those home opportunities. We love playing in front of our fans. They give us a ton of energy. They're like an extra man out there. It's a big advantage for us, so we're grateful to them for that. And yeah, when you can win at home and give them their money's worth, it's always nice to do.
Quick turnaround now to Vancouver tomorrow night. You know, how do you keep the boys energized for that game on the road tomorrow?
We've got a great leadership group. They're getting everyone ready right now with a cool down, hydration, nutrition, good sleep, all those kinds of things. We'll get some rest on the trip over tomorrow and some good nutrition in the morning as well. And Vancouver's coming back from Everett tonight, so it'll be two teams traveling, them tonight and us tomorrow. And we'll see who's ready to go tomorrow at 4.